Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
Yo, fuck with your boy, your fan, 007, man. Shout out to the whole AFM. Let's get right into this show. I'm about to get Dot and Danny on so we can get it popping. Yo.
Yo.
Yep. All right, we got Dot on. We got Dot on. We got Danny Myers on. What's up with you niggas, man?
Shit, man, we good, man. What's up with you?
Shit, man, chilling,
man.
How
you
feeling? Man, I'm getting there. It's coming along slow, but I'm getting there and shit, man.
That's good, man. It's a blessing.
That's a fact, man. Yo, we got to jump in. I got so much to say about this first battle. I don't even know where to start, B. Let's talk about this double impact. There's a lot going on that we got to talk about, too. Besides
yeah,
double impact. But let's talk about the double impact from the
day. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was definitely excited for it, and I don't even like 2-on-2s, but I was excited for it. Now, the first battle, let me ask you a question before we get into the first battle. All right. Now, Queen of the Ring is trying to come back, but they're not the powerhouse they once was. So do you feel like females should automatically be on a URL card?
Some of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them.
But it's not, but you don't feel like it's mandatory that every card they should be on. But you don't feel like it's mandatory that they should be on every card for URL. Okay.
Nah.
All right. The first matchup I thought was a good. I'm kind of surprised that a lot of good battles are not happening on Queen of the Ring. They're either going to ARP or they're being spread out. I'm kind of surprised at that. But you got this battle, you got Jazz, and you got Official versus 40 Bars and E-Hart. I thought this was a Queen of the Ring battle, but when I seen it was on URL, I didn't really mind it because of the names and whatnot. But then the battle happened, and it's just like, what's your thoughts on the actual battle, man?
Oh, my God, man.
I mean, like, then all three of us predict that.
We all said it, but we didn't know it was going to happen like that.
Yeah.
We knew, we said Jazz and Official was going to win, but nobody said, like, we could not have seen that coming.
I have a problem with 40 Bars forfeiting the third round. I really have a problem with that. Like, since when did it become cool for the ballers to forfeit their round? I mean, I know Jersey is all the same shit, choking, but, I mean, she forfeited, didn't even try. I think that's a problem right there. That needs to stop immediately.
I heard the reason behind it, but it's kind of like it's a 2-on-2, and then you're bringing props, like other people to enter, and the people not there at the moment, so you can't even switch your third round because they're not there. And they're a big portion of the third round. It's just like, come on.
Yeah.
Say it again, Danny. Your phone. Say it again, Danny.
Nah, I didn't say nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, my phone.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I didn't tell, so that's what happened. She had somebody for the third round. Like, that makes no fucking sense. That doesn't make
sense. Like,
your third, number one, this is your URL debut. Why are you worrying about a prop? This is your URL debut, and Jazz beat the dog shit out of you before. You need to be worried about winning this battle. I was in the building when Jazz fucked her up. It ain't make no goddamn sense watching that live. It ain't make no sense. I damn near jumped in the ring and told 40 to tag me in. The way she was looking all fucked up, getting dragged by Jazz. So what in the hell? Like, and wasn't she trying to like low key blame it on E-Hart?
Yeah, she's trying to say like E-Hart should have just held it down, basically.
How is that even possible?
Because she said that when she fucked up, E-Hart was like, yo, come on, 40. And she said it made her look crazy, that E-Hart should have just not said anything. If that's the case, like, don't try to, like, throw her under the bus or nothing
40,
like that.
You, 40, stop it. Your ass wasn't prepared again, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care about that third round shit, because that shit sounds stupid anyway. You should have been focusing on when they already fucked you up in the face-off. Had you looking crazy, you should definitely want to win the battle. That's that. And this is 40 may never get on URL again. She really made you was too busy trying to look cute. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's the fact. That's what I said. That was a part of her. She figured, like, I'm going to come looking like this, so I'm going to get the crowd to go crazy. And, yo.
Hey, look. All right, I'm going to say this. So, first of all, Jazz and Official first round was, like, crazy long. I was thinking to myself, damn, that's this just their first round. Cause they like I think they was having mic problems.
Yeah,
then they kept running shit back.
Yeah.
They kept running shit back. That made that first round long. I was like, yeah, this gonna this gonna be like an hour and something. Then
and an official was
so
over,
they
seen
was already kind of cooking.
Uh-huh.
When I was like, oh shit, he's looking bad already. But they 40 and E Hart came out blazing. Like they came out with a haymaker. And
yeah,
then I was like,
mm-hmm.
oh, shit, they might pull a fucking upset off. And I think what their problem in that first round was they kind of probably rapped too long, and they started losing momentum at the end of their first round. They could have, you know, sometimes, like, it's a trick. Sometimes you can end your round short on a haymaker and just let it be a all-powerful round. But she knows,
I mean, that's what you should do. That you should do that, I would think.
Yeah,
as long as
the other material, you might could carry that other extra bars. You might could carry that over to the next round. Like sometimes, but they didn't know. They didn't know that. You
know
that. But you said she
choked.
Yeah, you said that. That's what fucked it up.
Yeah, so that was an automatic L after that. Like, all right, you choked first. That's it.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah. Lost. And I was.
They had a point though. There was a point in that round where I felt like they actually won the round.
Me too. I felt like they edged it. I was like, all right, they're about to edge this round out. But then they started to lose steam at the end.
They lost steam.
And then choked. And it was like, ah, fuck. Well.
Then
the second round.
Jasmine come out again cooking again. And they was cooking good this time. Like. And then here come 40 and E-Hart, and, you know, they had a couple nice bars, blah, blah, blah.
The chokes,
yeah, man.
Yeah, doubles, chokes, it just.
Man.
They came down.
It was over.
Listen to me. There was a point. And then Jazz and Official finished the third. But look, there was a point in the second round where I know I heard 40 bars. She sounded like she wanted to quit in the second. I forgot what exactly she said, but I heard it. She said like you still want to do this, or it was something to that effect.
Oh,
like she
man.
Wasn't even feeling.
Yeah, the mics was picking
round.
Up everything. Mics was picking up everything.
Yeah,
like anything they were saying on the side.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mics was picking up everything. So
man.
She said some shit like that, and then E Hart jumped back in it and started to spit 40 bars, and then 40 jumped in it and then choked. So it was
Damn, because she was trying to salvage it. She was like, fuck, I'm going to just say her part then. I know her part. I'll say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit just didn't work out, man. And so then when Jazz did
hey, yo,
they
you know
heard,
what it,
and they...
Nah,
they had a crucial third, and that third was stinging. That was a stinging ass. And so on top of them having a stinging ass third round, I said during E Hart and 42nd round, I said they're messing up so bad that it's gonna affect them in their third round, and they gonna wind up choking that third round too. I just said it, but they knew it too, so they were like, "Fuck it, I ain't even gonna try."
Yeah, I think
like,
that's what
it
was.
It.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Nah, you know
like,
what it, nah, you
we,
know what it
we,
was.
We didn't
know?
Even have them rounds together.
You know what it was too, though. Official and Jazz was smart. They pinpointed 40 bars for that battle. They said, we going to jump her ass. Because if you look, they was mainly coming at her. First with the homeless shit. Then once they started calling her a cocaine.
They hit her with the drug shit. Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was.
Let me say something about that real fast, man. If that's what the problem is, man, that... I don't even want to say it's not my place to even be speaking on that, but if that's what it is, then she probably got to fix that. She got to fix that before I think she needs to. It's not no funny shit. But I'm gonna say this, man. My wife been struggling with that. My wife struggled. Good thing she beat it. You know, she doing. She almost 300 days clean now. So, Listen, I know how that shit look, man.
She's not gonna admit it though. Like she's never gonna admit that. Like
I know how that shit look. Like they not saying that for no reason, bro. And I'm just saying like
you know what's crazy?
For her
said it like when Taz brought up the bar, like, yo, look at this time in the E-Hart battle, E-Hart started laughing. That's why I was like, oh, shit, like yo, because E-Hart probably like, oh, hell yeah, like, damn, these niggas were,
I'm
like,
just saying, if there is a personal problem, then she needs to fix that before she, I think she needs to fix that before she continues to battle rap, because she's going to continue to have the same problems within her battles. You're not going to fix your battles if you don't fix that.
But you don't.
So
crazy, I'm
going to just leave it at that, bro.
She don't really be having these problems a lot. But I don't know what it is. When she steps in front of Jazz, yo, she just, like, she just can't produce. She step in front of Jazz and she look like a rookie.
You know, this is, okay, and it's sad. It's sad on a lot of levels. It's sad on a lot of levels. 40 has a big fan base. They support her. They yep. ride or die for her. 40 is a good person. She's a good person. You know what I'm saying? She was in Writer's Block. I don't know her that well, but from what I the interactions we did have, she got a good vibe to her. Now, for her fans to finally see her get on URL, and this is what she did. It's like a major letdown to her and her fan base, friends and family. And it's kind of like it validated all the criticism she was receiving before they got in the ring. Because everybody was like, damn, man, I don't know. E-Hart might have fucked up. She should have got somebody else. Man, 40 might fuck the battle up. She might choke. And 40 was hearing all that shit. She was hearing all that shit. And I don't know if that's probably what contributed to her messing up. But it's like that fan pressure. And you could tell in the face-off, she had a chip on her shoulder. In the face-off, she was upset. She was angry. She was very angry in that face-off. And a lot of that has to do with motherfuckers telling you you're going to lose. So she like, nah, fuck, I got something to prove. Like, nah, you're going to lose. You're going to choke. You're going to choke. You're going to choke. You're going to choke. And that type of pressure, it be in your head. Like, it be in your head. Like, they're telling me I'm going to choke. I might fuck around and choke. And then you choke. And once you do, it's like, damn, they was right. And I said, now it's not fair on E-Hart because E-Hart was cooking. E-Hart didn't do nothing wrong. So you hear the crowd saying, E-Hart, 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 E-Hart. What they was saying, what the crowd was doing right there, they was telling Smack, like, Smack, don't punish E-Hart for this. We like E-Hart. We want to see her back. Don't punish her. Don't not never book her again. That's why they started cheering E-Hart. It was a message.
Hey, E-Hart said it too. She said she can't. She don't think she could trust nobody again. And like,
I wouldn't.
Too. Like, she
I
can't.
Wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's a bad experience, bro.
That shit was bad, man.
I hear
you. So basically, she just got bodied twice by Jazz. Like, yo. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's a 30, and 30, really,
yeah.
And really, if we all could have foreseen that, then I'm pretty sure Smack would probably never even book that battle.
Yeah.
Like if he knew that if that was going to be outcome, he wouldn't have booked it. I'm not going to pay nobody to do that and then waste time, because you could have got the T-Top in the other battle. That could have happened. That time
yeah,
slot could have, you know what I'm saying? So, and I said, you know, this ain't fair because watch what's going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I said, E-Hart is going to be forced to throw 40 bars under the bus. She's going to be forced to once they interview her. First thing I seen her say, she's like, it was her. It was that bitch. Y'all seen what happened? I seen the interview. She didn't have no choice. What could
man,
you say?
Man, listen, man. Here's the question. Does 40 bars deserve another chance on URL? Now, mind you, before you niggas answer, she is the most viewed female in battle rap. I believe she has the biggest fan base. Now, if this was Surf, he'd be coming back. So,
right.
Should I mean, she got smoked twice.
I would say if they do. Do like a band or a smaller card just to, you know, don't it shouldn't automatically be Summer Madness. Shouldn't be known.
And then, yeah, then I remember too. There was over 2,000 people in that building. That's the biggest they've ever seen. Y'all remember that too?
Yeah.
So that probably played the part.
Surf put in work to be able to get that. Feel me like that. All right, Surf will be back.
I don't know. I don't know if I can agree with you.
Plus, when Surf choke, usually in the third, the first two he either won or it's debatable. This wasn't that. This was a body. Like, she choked the first, gave up the second, and then forfeited the third. Like that, you can't. Niggas can't reward that. Like,
she don't have much bargaining chips.
Yeah,
you don't really got nothing to stand on in terms of, hey, give me another shot. You know what I mean? That's not my decision to make anyway, but, you know, if Smack Nim do give her a shot, I'm quite sure it ain't going to be nothing major. It ain't going to be no big-ass card.
Yeah, I don't mind her getting another shot, just no time soon. I feel like, see how in the face of, when Jazz was like, oh, you could battle, what's her name?
She had a couple of names, she said. There was a couple of names.
She said
a
name, and she was like, the Spanish girl.
Misfit?
Nah. The new, I forgot her name.
The
not
girl.
RX.
R,
nah,
not
nah.
RX. Is it RX?
You know what I'm talking about. The Spanish
chick.
Nah. Yeah. That everybody like. What's her name, man?
That everybody
no,
like.
No, I'm talking about my verse.
Oh, yeah.
My
dad
was like, yo, you should battle my verse. She was like, my verse. Like, all right, well, now that may be something you need to look into. You may need to try to look in the battle of my first on URL. Word, you can't be picky now, because look what you just did. You can't
That's
be picky.
That's a fact.
Man, whatever's going on in her personal life, she probably got to fix that before she even battle, period. That would be my advice.
I could just see
the same shit keep happening, man.
She clearly is fucking everything up.
Yeah, like she, but you know,
and it's not like her talent is in question. No one's questioning her talent. You know, that's the same thing like when B Magic was fucking up, and Chess was choking up. Nobody ever questioned did they have the skills to do it. It was just like, there was other things probably going on in their life that was hindering their prep time or whatever.
You know, she battled hard.
We ain't going to keep saying there's something going on in their life, because sometimes them niggas
caring.
Y'all niggas smoking too much weed. It's shit like that, too. It ain't always something going on in their life. Y'all niggas is overconfident and feel like you got it. You don't want to go over it that one last time. Niggas shouldn't be choking. I don't give a fuck.
Man,
what
check this out.
No way in hell
check this out. If you think that two battles in a row, three battles in a row, don't you think a nigga's supposed to make the adjustment? Like, man, I try to prep the last day of the battle, before the battle. Now, I know I can't do that shit again. That's what got me fucked up last time. So
no,
now I know I'm gonna get my. So that's why I said it got to be something other than niggas not prepping or not taking it serious.
But what other battles did 40 really choke in?
She don't really choke, but she has been stumbly. She stumble prone though. She has stumbled in a few battles.
Even some of the smaller joints, like when I
seen her versus LL Cool G and shit like that, it'd be like, damn,
like Cap said, I don't think that's like no personal issue. Like, I just feel like it may not even be preparation. That's just her. Like, she kind of rap real fast. And then she, like, I don't know. It's like she tried to get back to it. She ended up stumbling on words. And I don't really feel like it's no personal issue. I just think that it's either, like Cap said, it could be preparation. Maybe you get overconfident and you prepare late.
I tell you what, if it is being overconfident, then this experience right here should be the one ultimate time to let you know from here on out you need to be ready.
You ain't all that. You ain't all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if this don't do it for you, then she ain't gonna never get it.
Because now what will make officials say, you know what? I need to see 40 in a one-on-one. Like, after this, I don't even think she will really be like, yeah, let's battle. Because it's just like, yeah.
So, where, first of all, where does E Heart go from here? Should she, would you like to see her on URL?
That's a fact.
Versus a male or a woman, don't matter. Just
see, but look,
yeah,
look,
I don't
this
think she should be punished.
But look, though, this goes back to the other conversation. Like, URL is not concentrating on females any goddamn way. That's the reason why they were supposed to really show out like that. Y'all, I don't think this helped. I don't think this helped at all right here.
Well, what about Jazz and Official?
Yeah, this helps them.
Well,
what about Jazz and Official?
Okay, Jazz and Official is cool, but, like, listen, Jazz and Official is cool. They take too fucking long. They were going back. They're the reason why Brez and T-Top didn't battle. That really wasn't Jazz. If anything, 40 Bars might have saved them by fourth. And do you know if they spit their third round, that battle would have been like an hour.
Then that shit
would have
been 2 hours.
That don't make no sense.
It would have been the longest battle on record.
Bro, Jazz and Official, we doing too much. Just get through your bars. Like, stop bringing everything back.
Nah, they
have
to, though,
because your bars
are 2-on-2. It's a 2-on-2. They can't stop before they even get to the haymaker.
That's why 40
E-Hart end up choking, because they're trying to get it back without going back, and they end up forgetting where they was at. That's why they kept bringing it back, because it keeps
that's
you in
the
flow.
Yeah, if you bring it back, it gets you back on track.
It gets you back on track, yeah. If you try to jump
Jazz and Official were not doing that, bro. If you watched them, they were going in. People would interrupt them. They would go all the way back. I was watching them. Because even Official said,
yes,
yo, Smack, you got to calm them down. And I was looking like, calm them down. Like, just go through your material.
There's 2,000
like,
people
wow.
in front of that. Like, I had, you remember, the mics is picking up everything. So I keep hearing them say, like, oh, you left off here. Go back here. Because they have to get back into it. And they end up fucking up. So I kind
of
understood that. Like,
Smack,
you know.
Well, if that's the case, Smack wants to start asking for extra time, because the main event ain't never going to go down if you're going to like keep letting that happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
that's a fact. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm quite sure that this is a learning experience for the URL staff as well. Not only for the battlers, but this is a learning experience for them. And they either going to start earlier, or like you said, get a extra time block or whatever. Niggas should start trying to. I don't know, man.
Was it even a time limit? That's what I want to know. Like, was there a time limit?
I'm sure there was. Because you're not gonna get a contract that just says, "Oh, just rap till you're done." I'm quite sure there was just something in place, like 3 minutes, 2:30 with a 30-second grace period. I don't think they would do 4-minute, 5-minute rounds knowing they had 2-on-2s.
Okay. But look, that's the Jazz and Official and 40 Bars and E Heart battle. The next battle was what?
End up versus every fucking bar.
EFB. Wow, this is a good battle, man.
Probably the most competitive back and forth.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Let me say
that.
Of the night.
Let me say this. I be giving DNA a hard time. I don't be thinking he has a lot of content. I don't be thinking he has a believability factor either. I be thinking he corny. I'm not going to lie. I be thinking DNA be corny sometimes. You know what I'm saying? He's talented as hell. And same, I want to say the same for Sean. Sean used to fuck up a lot. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I used to be on his helmet. Them niggas made me believers, though, because I didn't think at all that they was going to hang with Rum Nitty and Geechee Gotti. And it's just like, them niggas got this 2-on-2 down packed, bro.
These men have this shit to a science, and have probably now clearly taken the title as probably the best 2-on-2 team ever. Because I would tell you it was Quest and Marv, or I would tell you it was Illmatic and Thesaurus. Nah, man. DNA and K-Shine, the way they're in sync together, the way their timing, that should be all about timing, because sometimes a motherfucker might come in too early or come too late. They bars are like Jada and Styles back and forth on track.
They were doing way too much, man.
You could tell the niggas who really fuck with each other, like, who really friends, that's on teams because it shows.
It shows in the battle.
Like, it shows. Them niggas is in sync. Like, and I'm just like, oh, these niggas is wilding. Like, they first round, retarded. Like, I'm just like, oh, shit. In my head, I'm like, yo, ain't no way Vernon Geechee could win this round. Like, this round is crazy. Then them niggas came, and them niggas start going off, too. I think they started off slow, but when they picked up, them niggas started wilding, too.
How'd y'all call the battle? How'd y'all call the battle?
I'm gonna tell you what, the only way to call the battle is if you, I feel like if you love the performance and the moments, then DNA and K-Sean got that. They got that.
Okay.
Now, if you a bar heavy nigga, I got DT win, Nitty, if you a bar heavy nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. It's a preference, man. Because it was so close, I don't know. I love the battle.
I gave NWX round one and two.
I think Gotti and them do. Yeah, they did get that third though. Like for
I
sure.
I think they might have edged it. I don't even think that third was clear, but I like that shit Geechee said with the if I would have stood behind a tree that
yeah,
night,
if
he died.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that shit,
I would have died.
Yeah. That shit was
God damn.
That shit hit hard to me. Like, first.
God damn.
Facts. I'm like, oh,
that's some cold shit to say, boy.
Hey, is that a certified classic? Are we labeling
yeah,
that classic?
Gotta be.
Danny?
Oh, that was crazy, man.
Yeah, this is,
but
to
is
me,
it classic?
That was crazy, man. That really set the tone. That set
yeah.
the tone for the rest of the night. Like, y'all niggas, the rest of y'all niggas
Danny,
better be
but
like
Danny,
this.
But Danny, is it a classic is what I'm asking?
I gotta see. I gotta see it again. I'm not gonna say
classic,
that off one watch.
The word classic has been thrown around very loosely these last couple of years, specifically by league
yeah.
owners. Like, league
right.
owners
but that's
be like,
why
this,
I'm not gonna call
we got
it
a classic,
classic
and it don't be a classic. Like, that's why I'm asking, is it specifically a classic before, you know what I mean? Can niggas just be saying anything's a classic now?
Nah, I think this, if anything is a classic, it's this. Like, this is
okay.
all three rounds. Fire on both sides. This is the best two on two.
With rebuttals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas is rebuttaling. Niggas is having fun. Niggas brought out props. It was just.
You got K-Sean
wow.
saying in the middle of it, like at the end of the rounds, like, yo, these niggas is crazy.
Right.
Like, he's even saying the shit like, yo, damn.
He's amazed at what
yeah.
Geechee and Nitty are doing.
So, do you, like, yo.
And on the same token, they. And I loved it because it wasn't no tense moments, wasn't no getting ready to fight type of shit. It was just
two teams
putting
yeah.
on a show and being wowed by what their opponents were doing and giving them props for it. Like, it was like, damn, this is battle rap where I like this. This is dope, man.
What I would say
is,
creativity.
Uh-huh.
Them niggas' creativity, that whole basketball shit, set
that
shot, Clay,
oh,
Draymond,
yeah, yeah,
yo, that's,
yeah, yeah.
oh my God, yo.
Retarded.
That shit
was
amazing,
it's
man.
Like, it's not even like it was short, it was type long. That was, but look,
was
but
long,
you know what,
yeah.
on the same token, I do want to give Geechee and Rum Nitty props
oh,
because they've never done this before. For them to not
that's
have done this. And they hung in with
that's
NWX is super fire, too, I think. And it shows
them
how damn them niggas really is.
Yeah. Geechee and Nitty would have beat a lot of niggas that night. Like, clearly, too, probably. But NWX was, they was on one, man. Sean said, we going to show y'all niggas why we the best 2-on-2. And them niggas showed it. The niggas definitely showed it.
Yeah, they did.
Battle could go either way, but I got NWX 2-1.
Man,
wow.
This is crazy, man. I don't know. I think I'm edging NW. You know what? I want to see it again. But, I, like, off the excitement alone, NWX had me fucking amped up. I'm not even going to lie. But,
yeah,
I didn't,
that,
you know,
that,
I, it kind of looked like it kind of looked like GT and Rum kind of knew it. Because if you look at it, Geechee and Rum, they really weren't getting no reaction at first. I thought that was kind of crazy.
They wasn't. They wasn't.
Yeah,
they
wasn't.
Wasn't getting no reaction.
They wasn't. They had to fight for it and earn it. They had to earn it, man. It was like, damn.
When a nigga hits you with a round like that, if you don't start off matching
that shit. Yeah, you got to start. Yeah, you got to start off on that same level.
Yeah. Like, niggas ain't going to be with you. That's what. But they end up getting it after a while. Like you said, they had to work for it, but then they got it. And it was like, all right, cool. This nigga's
fucking cool. Hey, man, I just say it's a preference, man. I'm going to just leave it at that.
Yeah, it is. Shout out to Nitty. Shout out to Keith.
I'm going to leave it at preference. I thought it was the most competitive back and forth. So whoever you got winning, that's who won. Like, that's pretty
much.
That's
yeah.
what it is. I ain't finna argue nobody about that shit. Because you can't argue a nigga about that shit. Y'all just gonna be arguing forever, wasting energy. Like, nah,
but
man.
You know what?
If you got,
as far as,
but fact,
you know what? If you wanna talk
like,
about.
Captain,
but if you wanna
right,
talk
you
about as far as it being.
Factor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, DNA was on. He was on.
I thought DNA
was
going to be the odd man out, too. I thought DNA was going to be the odd man. Like, I don't bang. Everybody's talking this, that, and the third. I thought DNA was going to be like the, they're going to clown on him, but like.
We all did. We all did.
All right, DNA shut everybody up. Like, I'm tired of, going against NWX. I'm not going against them niggas no more. Like, the niggas is too creative, bro.
That's probably why they did that. Because
they
like, man, y'all, they saying y'all niggas got us fucked up, man.
Yeah, like, everybody
was there,
my title. Yeah. Everybody took my gun title, so they like, hold on. Y'all niggas forgot.
Y'all must have forgot. Yeah, they feel like Roy Jones, nigga. Y'all must have forgot. So they reminded niggas. Shout out to them, man.
Hey, y'all phones
already
breaking
know
up.
I don't even rock with
hey,
them.
Hey, Doc. Yeah, your phones is kind of going in and out. But I hear what you're saying, though, but it's kind of going in and out. But NWX, I'm not going against the niggas. Well, I don't know, because, well, we got to get to that battle, too. But Hollow and Lux kind of woke a nigga up, too. But we off that. What,
oh,
what,
my
what,
God.
What's the next
yeah,
battle?
We'll get to that in a minute.
The next battle was
Hitman and Clips. I mean, Hitman and John John.
Say it again. Hey, yo,
Hitman
Doc,
and
what's
John
going on with your phone, bro? No, I hear you, but it's Dot phone. Like, see what's going on with your phone, Doc?
I don't know.
I'm
still
not be able to hear shit from you.
Yo, all right. Can you hear us?
Yeah, something going on with the phone. I can't hear y'all niggas. And it is not on my
man.
End. It's on y'all end.
Danny, you hear me?
Yo,
yeah, I hear you clear.
Yeah, you going in and out, bro. I hear you, but then you stopping.
Okay, I hear Doc clear, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on.
All right, fuck it. Let's keep it pushing. Fuck it. I hear y'all both now. Now I hear y'all both. All right, Hitman all right. and John John. Hitman and John John versus Charlie Clips and
Clips
Good.
And Good.
Wow, okay. Man, well, who did y'all have winning, first and foremost?
Oh, I had Hitman and John John.
Huh?
I had Hitman and John John as well.
Okay. Hey, yo, you know what? When you turn around and you look at it, and I thought about that. Like, I don't know why I didn't think about this beforehand. Like, I shouldn't be surprised at how good Hitman and John John is, how well they're meshing. Because they were meshing very fucking well.
Yep.
I don't think niggas realize how good they were messing the shit. You know what I'm saying? And Hitman was definitely turning up a little bit, talking about money talk, how Goods can't talk that shit. Yo, let me get straight to the point. Goods, where was you this battle? Like, this is the reason why niggas be coming at you. This is exactly why niggas come at you.
This is why I already had Hitman and John John from the very outset, because I feel like Goods ain't going to be strong enough. Like, Charlie Clips can't carry these niggas to a victory versus these two guys in particular.
He tried.
Tried rhymes with die, bro. I always tell niggas try rhymes with die for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
God,
I ain't gonna say die, but no, but fuck try.
Damn.
Ain't no try. Either you did or you didn't.
I'm giving Clips his props. Clips is going the fuck off, bro. He just couldn't do it by himself.
That's what I said, yeah. Facts. Yep.
Fuck it.
They thought that one too, though.
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't both of y'all niggas have Clips and Guns winning?
I think I did. Did I? I don't know
yeah,
who I had.
Yeah, man.
One of y'all niggas think
I was like, what the hell's wrong with you?
So now I had Hitman and John Con.
Nah, but you know why? You know, matter of fact, I did say that. You know why? Because you got to think about it. Goods and Clips is always around each other. They joking all the time. I figured they were, like, really clowning niggas to, like, next level type of situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, Goods was, like, non-existent.
So,
it was just like, God, Goods. You really left Clips, like, he literally had to do everything by himself.
What's funny is that Goods was making jokes. And he was like, oh, this too easy. This too easy. And I'm like, yo, y'all niggas is losing. Like, you talk about this shit too easy. Y'all niggas losing. Like, I don't know, man. Hitman and John, y'all niggas went off, man. Like, niggas was saying, Hitman and John is basically the perfect battler.
Right.
Hitman qualities and John qualities is basically the perfect, like, yo, them niggas was going off, man.
Yeah, they have a multitude of skill sets that they exercise throughout that battle. And then when you combine both of those guys, because they both can kind of do everything, you know what I'm saying? They're well-rounded. So is Clips.
Hey,
I don't think Goods is as well-rounded as Clips.
Nah, I don't know.
So when you got two well-rounded niggas.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying when you got two well-rounded niggas versus one who's well-rounded and one who isn't on the same level, then obviously there's a disadvantage there going into the battle.
Yo, question. What team was better in your opinion? Hitman and Verb or Hitman and John? Hitman and Verb wasn't bad either.
Shit,
they weren't bad either.
Damn, son, this is.
It's probably a tie. I'm not sure if one is better than the other.
The Hitman and Verb that battled NWX was I say it's probably a tie, but the Hitman and Verb that battled T-Top and Briz, nah. This performance was definitely way better. Matter of fact, I may say that Hitman and John. It's probably the best out of the three. Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Wow.
Yo, I think Hitman and John should stay on team. No, don't switch up. They kind of got something going
right. Yeah, don't switch up. Yeah. Don't switch up.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing.
What?
Now, this loss that Clips and Goods got in my opinion, it don't hurt them. It ain't like the 40 bars situation. It's not like that type of loss.
Because Clips saved him in that third. Because it was going. It was.
He said it was going that way.
Yeah. About to head to a body. Clips came out wild in the third, and it made niggas say, oh, all right. So y'all got the third. But, and I don't even want to give them niggas the third because it's like, yo, Goods ain't even do nothing. So I don't know, man.
Wow.
Yo, it's kind of annoying watching Good say how easy it is and shit and he ain't doing nothing. And then he's sitting there like,
that's why it was easy, nigga, because you ain't doing shit.
Yeah. And then Good is like, yo,
that's
you
like,
won't stop.
That's
he
like niggas
like
at work unloading the truck. That's like niggas unloading the truck and one nigga taking all the boxes off the truck and one nigga just sitting down on his phone. He like, man, this shit easy, man. Like, shit.
What I would say is, yo, Clips, other than Danny, Clips had one of the best parallel universe bars I've heard. Like,
what was it? The vegetable?
Oh my God, that was crazy.
Crazy.
Yo,
hey, shout out to Clips and everybody that's doing the parallel universes, man. Shout out to Cash
and
Clips.
And hold on.
Everybody.
Hold on, Danny. They should be shouting you out because no one talking about
But by them even saying, hey, check it out, though. By them even doing Parallel Universe, it's a shout out within itself. You don't have to say,
I get that.
By the way, this is Danny Myers' move. Do you believe in a parallel? Like, when you hear, do you believe in a Parallel Universe, everybody know who shit that is. So it's still like a paying homage. I don't look at it as, oh, niggas stealing your move. Nah, I look at it like they all paying homage. They're saying, yo, I like this shit. This shit dope. Like, Danny brought something new to the game, and I'm a do my version of it. So I like it. I like it. You know, so shout out to them for doing that. So even when I'm not on the big stage, I'm still on the big stage. Nigga, I'm on Summer Impact. Nigga, I'm on Resolution. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, my bars is everywhere.
All right, Danny. Slow down.
Tax, nigga.
Shit. You're not there, but slow down. We got you, though. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but that is dope that niggas is kind of paying homage there. I still think it's whack because these are the same niggas who probably won't bow to you. But to each his own, you know what I'm saying? I do like the fact that niggas is using it. You know what I mean? Yo, I feel like this. For now on, if anybody – I'm going to make a blog saying that if anybody battles Charlie Clips, please try to body bag this nigga all three rounds so we can see the real Clips. He only comes when his back is against the wall, B. That's the only time you going to see the real Charlie Clips, man. I've been saying this shit for mad long. Mad long I've been saying this. You got to put your foot on his neck for him to, like, really
from
show
the jump.
Up, B.
From the
you
jump.
Have to.
You got to be – you got to be on his helmet from the
– I think that Clips is always – Clips is – we could always depend on one of these rounds from Clips in a battle, but it's usually only one round. Like,
that's
he can go off in one round like this, but what about the other two?
Right.
That's the only problem. I don't want to say he's not motivated. I don't know what it is, but these rounds that he did, they be crucial, boy. He be going off. That vegetable line was insane.
Yeah,
that was
crazy.
Insane. God forbid that be a freestyle. Oh my God.
Right.
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. But I definitely had John and Hitman.
Yeah.
I think Goods Goods fucked it up, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? That's just my personal opinion. I think he fucked it up. But
now,
all right, so who had next?
Now let's move on. Now Danny. Danny.
Yeah.
Danny.
I already knew it.
What did we tell you?
I knew it was coming. Listen. Man, I would have lost so much money on these niggas, man. You know what? Question Marv, they got to catch my fade when I see these niggas, man. I went hard for them. I was arguing y'all niggas down for like 35 minutes.
I told
over
you.
Over these niggas. Damn.
Star power, bro. Like,
damn, dog.
Sugar and Twerk, way too explosive. Way too expensive.
Oh, my God, man. Jesus Christ.
What are you talking about?
Yo,
what battle Quest. Was next? I forgot. I had a brain freeze.
Marvin Quest.
Sugar Twerk. Damn, dog.
Now you see.
I was swearing to God Marvin there was finna school these niggas.
Now, look. Now, you see, Danny? This is why I said, okay, we know what they did back in the day. But like, I didn't really care about watching them now. And exactly what I thought was gonna happen was gonna happen. You got
happen.
This nigga Suge act like he got linebackers. This nigga is twerk dunking on niggas, and they just standing there trying to rap like this is still scribble jam. Like no, bro, no.
No,
I knew this shit gonna happen.
Right. Hey, you know what?
I don't want to say that time has passed. I don't want to say that because they can still rap. And it's just like Quest is rapping his ass off. He's really trying to rap his heart out. It's just like, bro, your time might have passed, bro. You can still do it. But you got to stop acting like niggas got to give y'all homage to what y'all did back in the day.
Yeah, some niggas is, yo, them niggas is too explosive. Even Quest is rapping and Marv is basically like, yo, Tom, man, Tom. Like, he see the crowd is not rocking with him in a second.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Just give it up, cause crowd not fucking with y'all. Like, yeah, it's about that time,
and we know
it's called
I could have not ever seen that happening, man.
bro, we know what y'all did back in the day, but that don't mean that y'all deserve this spot up here right now. You can't get past Sugar Twerk right now, and Sugar Twerk was on fire. I didn't even get to them yet, but
yeah, they was.
It's more than you just standing there just rapping, and it's not that no more.
Right.
It's not that no more. It's not.
But I
could have
sworn they was going to do something. I thought they was going to do some type of special move or something. I don't.
What kind of?
I don't know.
You think they would throw some flip water on
I don't know, man. I just, well, let's just say I was hoping they would do something.
Come on, Danny, man. I see
one crazy haymaker special move out of the blue, and it never came.
What is that gonna do, bro? What is that gonna do?
Yeah, that's a fact.
I didn't know Truckman was gonna be doing all that shit. Listen, I didn't know Truckman was gonna do all that. Yeah, they got the third.
That first two was ugly. Like
ugly.
First two was ugly. Man. Like,
yo, my nigga, ugly.
I was just like, shit. Like,
man, let me tell you something about that Space Jam dunk.
In the third round, I got up and walked the smoke. I went outside and smoked a cigarette. I hopped my ass in the crutch and smoked a cigarette in the third round. There was nothing else to see. I didn't have to see anymore.
Right.
Yeah, it was done.
Exactly what I thought
body.
Was going to happen.
Well, it was headed towards the body, yeah.
Yeah. Right. They did just enough to stay out the grave.
Yeah.
But
it was
not
third. Yeah.
Well, if it wasn't a body, then they got AIDS, which means they on their way there.
Right.
Yes.
They on their way
listen,
there, my nigga.
That Space Jam, I seen the interview. I seen Twerk say they had like a round and a half on Friday. And so I guess that morning, Saturday, they finished putting the rest of the other round and a half together. That's probably why I should have wrapped that third round.
Yo, their third round was like maybe a minute.
That is. But isn't that embarrassing, though, with, like, to hear these niggas
very.
Say they are round and a half in the day before the event. These niggas still beat y'all
right.
clearly. But, yeah,
right,
I'm pretty
crazy.
Sure I'm pretty sure Marvin Quest were practicing for mad long.
That's
like, these
fact.
Niggas
yeah.
didn't even try. They didn't even try. The only reason why Marvin Quest made it, the only reason why, listen, URL don't even book neither one of these niggas for one-on-ones or none of that. Y'all only made it because of what y'all did in the past. That should have been a wake-up call right then and there. Like, yo, we got to go extra hard. If that's what you
right.
call extra
yeah, we
hard,
gotta prove, we got to prove these niggas wrong.
Well, it's over with them, bro. If that's what they're doing, it is over with.
Let me tell you, that Space Jam dunk, first of all.
Jesus Christ.
First of all, for that to work, like, nigga, the stars and the moon had to line up perfectly for him to get that shit off and land without landing on Quest, without landing on Marv, without twisting his ankle, without fucking up. They didn't have much space.
Jumped. Yeah, they did.
Yo, Twerk really jumped.
They didn't
he
have
really
that
really
much
jumped.
Space. This nigga legs was bent back in the air. Like, this shit was one of the most amazing things I ever seen.
No, I'm not going to lie. I agree with you on that. Like,
yeah,
like
that was like damn near one of the moments. That was easily one of the top three moments of the
yo,
whole
you know what's crazy?
Game.
Son, like Cap said, like, at that point, to me, there was a... So I got up, and I was hearing it, but I wasn't looking at the battle. I was just hearing it and doing other shit. And then I just hear the crowd go crazy. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck happened? Word. So I had to wait back to see the playback. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck happened?
What'd he do, right?
Son, that was crazy.
Nigga.
Yeah, Suge looking like...
Why does this nigga
like
Twerk always have, like, the moment of the night on every car he on?
Yo, but hold up. It wasn't just Twerk, though, bro. It wasn't. For me, Suge set it off. Suge acting like he a stray pit bull with rabies. You know what I'm saying? Down.
Yeah,
we not. The visual... Of
but
that, like,
that
was really
I'm quite
interested.
Sure that whole idea had. I'm sure Twerk is created that whole idea.
You know what's crazy? Because now that Danny said that, a lot of people were saying, like, yo, Twerk wrote most of this material. A lot of niggas were saying that shit, like, yo, Suge ain't write that. Twerk wrote this. And I even heard Marv telling Suge that, like, yo, you ain't write the opportunity line. Like, a lot of niggas were saying, like, Twerk probably wrote most of the shit.
Probably did. I'm quite sure he did.
Listen,
that's why I should like a fucking. I'm gonna just do this third round by myself and they just had like a mini work for material, and so it was like, it don't matter.
Man,
it's a team thing.
I am not about to sit here and go crazy over who wrote what. They beat the shit out of Marvin Quest, and that's just that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It don't matter who wrote it. Don't matter, right?
And then on top of that,
they whooped their fucking ass.
Yo, to be real true, niggas can't even get that off no more because Suge Penn has definitely stepped up. Before, when Suge Penn was ass, it is very easy to say that. You can't really say that about Suge now. Suge really be banging with niggas with that pen.
Nah. Shout out to Suge because he definitely stepped it up. That's why he said, yo, I want all the writers now. I want Ramy. I want Danny. I want this guy. I want,
so now,
you know, he's on that type of mission now.
So now when y'all told me that Suge can't beat Quest or Marvin in a one-on-one, does this change your mind?
That's a fact.
No, I still would bet on them in a one-on-one versus Suge.
Get the fuck out of here.
Not 12.
Hell no, Suge be some fool. What are you talking about?
Suge, yeah, man. Suge is too much for these niggas,
man.
Suge is too explosive.
Because look what we're saying. We're saying, like, in a one-on-one?
Suge is too explosive. I don't feel like they could beat niggas who's explosive. Sugar's too explosive. He got his bar stepped up. He got performance. He going all around the stage. He bumping you. He doing that. Yo, niggas can't fuck with Suge, man.
Suge did BF.
So I'm saying, like, this nigga can't.
Suge beat a pin, nigga. Like, Av was on fire at that time, too.
Suge
and he did
Mike
that
P.
jackhammer. And he did that jack. Oh, and he beat Mike P. That's crazy. Damn, that's what gave that nigga the confidence. He's like, nah, I know I can beat these 10 niggas. That's what, like,
the
it was those
about,
victories.
Nah, but the thing
he didn't
about
beat
Suge
no nitty, though.
Of course
yeah, but
not.
Did you really think he was? That's what I'm trying to say. Suge is not every line is about to be fired from Suge. He just knows how to add the extra shit to make
right,
it. Like
make
the same
it.
With Saga. like with Saga and the pocket check and
with
all
Saga,
that.
Yeah.
Them little things are like props to him. So he knows how to get the crowd more on his side and shit. He ain't about to beat no goddamn. He tried to hang in there with Rum Nitty. He ain't beating these pen niggas like that, though.
Yeah, he ain't paying that. Trying to hang in there with Geechee.
Yeah, he tried to hang with Geechee. He tried to hang, And that's why I keep telling this nigga, Suge, like, man, dog, look, man, quit calling me out, my nigga.
Yeah,
I'm
see you on his list.
I'm going to dog you.
He
wants that action. I'm like, dog. You're 0-3 versus the West, bro.
No, that don't matter, bro. You gotta take.
You're
0-3.
I'll do it, but I'm gonna show them, cause niggas don't believe shit till it happens to them. So whatever. Meanwhile,
yo, shout out to Suge, man. Shout out
what
to
was
Suge
the next battle?
Trying to battle Danny, man.
It's really nothing else to say, man. They had one of the top three moments of the night. They was explosive. I think everything that niggas thought they was going to do, they did and more. So, and Quest and Marv underwhelmed. I believe Quest said some bars from another round, and that's what made him mess up, and he kind of choked, you know what I'm saying? So, that definitely will make you choke.
I kind of blame y'all niggas for not being able to see T-Top and Breads, man. Y'all niggas... We watch y'all get killed, and niggas could have seen T-Top and Briz, man. Like,
well, damn. Well, we watched 40 them get killed too. We ain't gonna say 40 them. I'm gonna just say we watched 40 get killed.
Like Cap said, once Snack said, "Yo, we getting pressed for time," then at that point, it should have been a priority in which battles need to get out.
Right.
It really should have been that. Like, yo, we need to get these two main events out. And I don't know. Fuck it. But we get to the main event.
Is that was it? That was all of them?
Yes. Yeah, now it's the main event.
Oh,
Loaded
my God. Man. You remember what I told you, right? I was like, yeah, man, I know. Rock and Chess gonna go crazy, but and I said.